Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The big news is this.
What is the big news?
Little Miss will be a big sis.
Will be a big sis.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know, it just came into my head.
It's from a book that I used to read to kids. Carry on, Paul.
It's Red Men News. Welcome. I am Paul Machin. That is Chris Pajak. It's your daily Liverpool news. We're here throughout the season. The transfer window has shut.
Slam!
Yeah, I mean, not for Liverpool. It just happened months ago. It never opened. It gradually, ever so crushingly closed, leaving less and less daylight and chances of transfers.
Still Coutinho, come on! Please, Jürgen, please save me!
Moving his fingers underneath. And alas, no last-minute transfer moves for the Mighty Reds in certainly a few bits and pieces to discuss. And some transfer rumours persist as well because, of course, I think there's probably a number of foreign websites that haven't got on to the fact that the English transfer window is shut.
Don Balon.
So we'll talk about a bit about Coutinho and Iñaki Williams in a moment. And Jürgen Klopp has done his press conference and reacted to some of the transfer talk and speculation as well. But first and foremost, as a reminder, to get over to the RedmenTV.com and sign up. If you enjoy what we're doing on Red Men News, then we do the Reds News Roundup show every single week throughout the season, largely hosted by the man, the legend, Mr. Steve Hoare. 60 minutes, really getting to delve into the big stories around Liverpool on and off the pitch, and a whole host of other brilliant content, including Chris's interview with the gaffer himself, Jürgen Klopp. 23 minutes, world exclusive, with the man himself, who should get you thoroughly fired up for the game tonight, as if you went already.
Universe exclusive.
Yeah, universally galactically exclusive. There's also Ross and Ben have done their 2019-20 Premier League table predictor, and there's a whole host of other fantastic stuff, including exclusive interviews with a host of Liverpool first team players as well. It's free for the first month. That means you get the first month of the brand new season and everything around it, and the back catalogue as well to delve into. So go and do that. Go and do that right now. Right, we're going to kick off with some stuff that's happened for definite. James Pearce, LFC, tweeting that Liverpool Chris will bank £3 million, potentially rising to 3.5 for Ovi Ejaria, season-long loan at Reading with an obligation to buy. Now, I wonder if that's £3 million. I wonder if they're getting that with the obligation to buy, or that's the loan fee, and then it's a little bit extra. I mean, there's no way of knowing just from the tweet.
No, you can read it. You know, both ways, can't you? Is that something that we're getting when they buy him, like the Danny Ings to Southampton? Or is that £3 million for this season, maybe £500,000 for appearance bonuses? Mm-hmm. But then why would you have the appearance bonuses? Because that's normally for if you come back, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you want them to have played football so that they've developed a little bit.
I think
bit.
Harry Wilson's got a similar thing in his loan, isn't it? Because it's like 2.5 going to
that makes
three,
sense.
Depending
because he's coming back to you. Yeah. You want him to come back a better player.
Absolutely.
If there's an obligation to buy, you wouldn't do that, would you? So yeah. I don't know. Either way, Liverpool are going to bank this. Whether that's now or later, nobody knows.
I think it's sound, isn't it? It's a shame. Ovi Ejaria, he came out of nowhere, appeared in pre-season 2 years ago at Prenton Park and looked the business from, you know, coming out of literally. I'd never heard of him.
Was it just 2 years ago?
I believe so. Like maybe three. Maybe four. Who knows? It's been a while. The point is that he came out of nowhere. No one had heard of him. He looked very impressive. He obviously has a loan spell at Rangers, which didn't work out for him. He had a loan spell at Sunderland, I think, at the back end of the season, which didn't really. No one told me anything about, so it hadn't gone spectacularly. The time for him to move on really is now. Klopp is clearly prepared to give him a look or whatever, because we saw some bits and pieces of him earlier on under Jürgen. But now, fair enough, £3.5 million. I always thought he was a decent player. didn't know where he was supposed to fit in with this side. And that's no criticism. You know, look, we've got Marco Grujic out on loan there, who I think is a better player, who at the minute, everyone's looking, where does he get his game?
It's where they fit into the side. Is he a midfielder in a 4-3-3? Is he more of an attacking player? Is he a link player? Something like that. But again, you know, coming back to it, I won't dwell too much on this, Paul, but Liverpool are getting good money for these players who aren't good enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long gone are the days where they go for a free or they go out for £400,000. I mean, that's a significant chunk of change, isn't it? £3 million quid for a lad who we haven't really ever seen in the first team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know what else it is? You think about those times a few seasons ago, I mean, we played West Ham and we had like Ben Woodburn and Ovi Ejaria were the only subs we had really available to us at the time. Shows you how far we've come and how much the levels required from young players. You know, where we're at. Where
now
we're at,
we've got a lad sat on the bench who's very short and has two Champions League winners medals in his arse pocket in Shaqiri, doesn't he? Because he's got one from Bayern, he's got one from us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, completely. But we're going to move on then. One player who didn't secure his move, and although it looked likely at the start of the window that he would, is Ryan Kent. Steven Gerrard's revealed that Rangers made a last gasp bid for Ryan Kent during the final week of the transfer window. Kent spent last season on loan at Ibrox, as we know. He was voted PFA Scotland Player of the Year, got 6 goals and 4 assists. Leeds' move never materialised, and Gerrard said, "I don't think it's a secret. We tried to get Ryan Kent to return. Liverpool knew how much he wanted him to come back. He was told a week ago by Jürgen he wouldn't be going out on loan, so I respect that decision. We checked again a couple of days ago. Michael Edwards said it was very, very clear that it wouldn't be happening, so we had to move in a different direction." And just this is a few nice words about him.
It's nice that, you know, Jürgen told Gerrard this, but I mean, he told the papers 2 weeks ago, so maybe they're just not getting any English papers up in Scotland.
no one told the Daily Record. It's interesting, the Kent stuff, because I wonder whether there's still a move abroad for him. You know, because as we were chatting about this before, and obviously the transfer window was shut in England. We know he had an unsuccessful loan spell in Germany previously, but you know, also all the word coming out of the Liverpool was if they couldn't get the right deal for Wilson and Kent, both of them would stay. And I keep going down to it. Given the choice in terms of, I think, what Liverpool need in the squad, I don't think he's not going to be knocking on the door to pop Sadio Mane out of his position anytime soon. But in terms of having a lad who can play from the left, who's got pace, who's a bit dribbly, worst case scenario, if you lost Origi and Mane, I'd have no qualms with seeing Ken come into a side that also had Firmino and Salah still in it. He's a decent player, isn't he?
Look, I get what you're saying, like, but I just think that Jürgen's more likely to put Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain or Wijnaldum there or something like that. So for me, you know, I think they're right to stick to their guns. If they've said we won't loan him out, we want to sell him, and there's a fee that we want to sell him for, then they're right to stick to their guns. Someone will come along next year. Steven Gerrard will probably come along in January, something mm-hmm. like that. So it's not the worst thing in the world for Liverpool, but whether he... I'm not sure he's anywhere near the first.
He's a player who can cause problems on the pitch, and I think he can do well worse than that. I'd rather have him up in the front three than Lallana. And I know Lallana's a million miles down the pecking order, but that is what it is. Moving on then to some transfer bollocks, because, as I say, it never, ever ends. And we can see here via Sportsmole... Manchester United
done some digging.
Did absolutely. I'd expect nothing less. They kind of not leaving. They're doing nothing. If they're not digging, then they're doing frig all, aren't they? They may be doing frig all. Manchester United, Liverpool, amongst clubs still interested in Iñaki Williams. Remember him? We were all talking about him like a year ago, 2 years ago, January transfer windows. But apparently, a host of the Premier League's biggest clubs reportedly remain interested in him, Chris, despite no move materialising.
just bullshit.
Imagine if there's a bunch of sporting directors now reading this, going, "Ah, that's his name."
You know what it reminds me of. You know when you end up in a late night Championship Manager, Footy Manager session, you don't write notes down, and you have, that's the guy, and you come back to it the next day, and you've forgotten who it was that was going to make your squad tick, and you're like, "Oh my God, it was Iñaki Williams. Where was that piece of paper with his name on? Where was that? I was stuck it up on the wall in front of me, but I stopped seeing it because it's been there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Damn it!
For me, it's that when you back in the day, show our age. in this, when it, the way you used to download music was song at a time. And if you ever sat down in front of your computer and were like, I'm going to download some music
can't
now.
Think of a song.
Can't think of a single song. And that was what it, every one of us has done it. When you sit down in front of your laptop and you've got access to everything in the world, what was it you were supposed to be doing on the laptop? And maybe that's just it. He was on a bunch of, like, in the minds of a lot of people, and they've just gone, and they've gone, he would have done splendidly. But no, the Red Devils decided there was not enough time to push through a transfer, considering his 88 million euro or 81.2 million release clause. Ongoing talks to Romelu Lukaku and signed Mario Mandzukic, and Athletic's reluctant to lose Williams, blah, blah, blah. Liverpool, City, Chelsea are understood to be keeping tabs on the forward. Look, it wouldn't shock me if Liverpool, you know, they've made a transfer, they've made their position well known. They weren't looking to go out and spend big in the summer, but I wondered if, and look, I have no hope or expectation that a major signing will happen in January, but there is a list of players permanently that Liverpool are interested in, and there'll be times where they're ready to activate them, and that might be how available they are, how much money they're likely to cost, what their length of contract is, and what the current situation is with the Liverpool squad. So Liverpool have got a position at least where you've got half a season to gauge where you're at, and if Mane was to suffer an injury or whatever, you'd imagine there is a pot of money at least if they needed to make a significant move in January, it's a possibility. But yeah, the fact that this lad's not been mentioned in the slightest to Liverpool all summer, I would remain sceptical.
I said that I thought, you know, one of the things a week ago, I said, listen, because of the way that the transfer window ends and stuff, I think there might be a big move in Liverpool in January, but it really does. It really does depend on whether there's an injury to one of our players. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, look, you're going to come on to Coutinho next. Mane goes down and you need a left winger to keep competing at the top of the Premier League, hopefully. And maybe he'd be able to play in Europe, maybe he doesn't move. But there's a guy who you can go out there and plug into that Mane-shaped hole in your squad.
Yeah.
Plus also there's because the rest of Europe still haven't finished, what happens there when those pieces have all finally fallen? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a player somewhere that isn't going to be needed,
yeah.
And then maybe that's what they're playing on. Yeah. I don't know. My gut is we don't sign anyone in January, but
we go bigger next summer.
We go massive.
Let's come back to it. Like, I mean, so Mundo Deportivo was saying the English market closed without a way out for Felipe Coutinho, ruled out by Tottenham, but PSG, Italy and Germany are still open. So obviously the talk is that he's going to be, if Neymar's going to get his move away from PSG, then Coutinho going that way is going to be pivotal to all that happening.
Let's say Liverpool are interested in Coutinho and he didn't want to spend £21 million and £5 million on wages, or whatever, it's probably £10 million on wages, I don't know. And they thought he's going to end up sitting there behind Neymar on £300,000 a week. In January, if that's the case, then Barcelona are going to go, we just have to get rid. There's no bargaining position. We have to get rid of this lad off our books.
Absolutely. If Barca are desperate to sell, then you're right. Their levels of desperation will increase as and when their situation is under pressure.
And also, like, I'm really made up for that he didn't go to another English side because he sentenced any of them.
Yeah.
And I was really, that was the one thing that I was really happy with when it did slam shut, is that Coutinho didn't end up back.
It works both ways, that, for me, because exactly, I'm but also that no English club, and some of that will be his position, like not wanting to play for another one, which is, you know, if that's the case, honour, brilliant. Proves he's got
nice
slightly more than Michael Owen, maybe, like, but it also, why not? Because there were plenty of English clubs who would have had him, and I'm sure, you know, there's and if he's not being wanted at Barcelona, is he going to sit and rot? It's an interesting situation. You're right, I actually feel infinitely comforted by the fact that Spurs didn't go for him, or United, or whatever, because it kind of shows, actually, that there's probably more to it. You know, there's more to it than just that it's a no-brainer. Look, Phil Coutinho is a 15... will score you 15 Premier League goals, or 15 to 20 goals in all comps playing for an English side, if he fits in with what you're doing. It's mad that someone wouldn't take that punt. So if no one else is taking that punt, when clearly there are other clubs prepared to spend money this window, it says to me that there's probably a little bit more.
Let's look at it from the other side as well. You know, put yourself in Phil Coutinho's boots, and you know, maybe it's not something that you guys want to do, but you know, he had this idea of playing for Barcelona his entire life. It was his dream move. Now the way he got there, let's not talk about we've talked about it enough. But you get there, it doesn't work out, and then you're asking him to pick your next club based on 24 hours notice. I mean, if that was me and I've had such a torrid time at Barcelona, I'd be like, I don't want to rush into this move.
Sticking
because
out, yeah.
Yeah, because
Like, look, look, even if he can get games at Barcelona, brilliant, whatever. But even from the fact that, is Manchester United right for me? Am I going to be right playing for Tottenham? It's a big decision to make when you've made a terrible decision the last time.
Yeah,
you'd want time to think about it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, 100%. We're just going to do this quickly on Jurgen Klopp then. As we can see here on thisisanfield.com, Jurgen Klopp, 90% of Liverpool fans back the transfer policy. Chris, do you want to just quickly go through that?
Yeah, sure.
There's a quote from the press conference, I think.
I've seen it somewhere. Nobody should think we did not look, he told Telegraph's Chris Bascom. It is not that we are not negotiating like crazy as well in these times, but finding the right solution is more difficult the better the teams get. The boss added that he thinks the most supporters back the policy of the club and that few who don't are just vocal fans on social media. Around 90% of our people are with us on transfer policy, 10% maybe not, but they are on social media. They are constantly worried.
He's fucking nailed it. How Jurgen Klopp, who, let's be honest, is only a relatively new convert to the world of social media and his Twitter account, how has he managed to take a look at it and a 100% nail what everyone truly knows? And there's going to be people who are losing their shit in the comments right now, and they're the people that he's talking about. It's people who are constantly worried, and we said this, we did it on the MXP podcast the other week about, like, Twitter is just, and YouTube comments is just a place where people just vent their anxieties. And I don't think, there's some people I don't think who understand that they possess anxieties. They just think that it's them seeing the world as it is, whereas it's not. It's losing control of your emotions and losing control of a little bit of your grip on yourself and your self-control. For sometimes, for just because you haven't got a grip, and sometimes for deeper rooted reasons. But I think Jurgen's spot on. And the problem we've got is that because of social media, and because it's often our gateway to other fans, if it can feel as though you're reading the opinions of a vast majority of people, it's representative of a wider feeling. And I completely agree. I think it's absolutely fucking it's nonsense, but it does make you feel the opposite. Before we delve into your comments, which Tom will have lined up for us, just a reminder, we wrote a book about Liverpool's triumphant season, which didn't feel like it was a triumphant season because it focused on a lot. I talk about the YouTube comments just then and how people lose their heads. It is a document of the absolute insanity that followed Liverpool's run through to a 6th European Cup. From people literally saying every week we're going to win the league, to people saying that if we don't sign Icardi, then the season's over. Fans of opposition teams calling us loser fool. One season wonders of Mohamed Salah. There's an entire chapter dedicated to the wonder of Divock Origi and Jordan Pickford's little arms. There's exclusive photos from our travels around Europe following the mighty Reds. And the book is available in a very, very, very now limited edition, print edition. It's fucking huge and it's weighty, and we'll get it sent out to you, signed by me and Ross, who've written it, and we can put a personalised message in. The digital versions are available. It's available on Kindle and on iBook as well right now. So if you don't want a physical edition, you can save yourself a few bob as well. But if you want a real physical product, you want a real cool thing to remember the season by and have a really good laugh, it's totally different to any other Liverpool book out there. As I say, it celebrates the absolute madness and insanity that follows every single random kick of the ball for the mighty Reds. So yeah, you can get it. We'll put the links in the description, and we'll put them in a comment as well underneath. So yeah, get your book ordered, get your eyes around. It's your year. How the internet reacted to Liverpool's 2018-2019 season. But right now, Tom, what comments have you got for us?
Just going to kick it off with a super chat. Hoopertex says, up the Redmen, then 6 stars, and then does that.
Yes!
Is that the thing for 6 in Chinese culture or something? What's that one?
Rock.
What's the other one? What's the 6? Someone sent me an email about it.
Yeah, we did. We got a few people tell us. Let us know what the individual hand signal is for number 6.
But yeah, thank you for the super chat.
Thank you for the super chat.
Tip the footy, talking about Coutinho. Interesting one. I think with Sané injury, Coutinho could end up at Bayern.
Could end up at Bayern. Or you could see, like, Man City in January maybe make a move for him, because they've got priors for trying to force things through and doubling down on what they've got. But the Bayern, it's weird. I've not really seen him heavily linked with Bayern at all, but he's going to have to go somewhere. So, yeah, could be. Worst places for him to go.
Paul Advenko says, I'll review your book. Send me a review copy.
Yeah, absolutely. If you send me $18.99 for a physical edition or $9.99 for a digital edition, you absolutely can do.
Put your bank details in there and your address and we'll sort it. Absolutely do not.
Please do
not
do that. Add the security code on the back as well if you're going to. Come on. Seriously, don't. Seriously, please do not. Go on, Tom. A couple of quick.
Ryan Kent says it. Milo, talking about Ryan Kent, he says, I like his directness and his on-ball ability. However, his final product just isn't there. Hopefully he can use his chances this season. If not, he'll be gone by next summer.
Yeah, I don't think, as Chris says, he's not going to get much footy for Liverpool this season. But again, it boils down to it. Having fast, skillful players, they're always going to be preferable to having non-fast, skillful players. So there you go. Right, we're going to have to wrap up there for today's Daily News. Thank you very much for everyone. We'll be back at 12:30 on Monday. The Super Cup will be looming then. Before then, it is Liverpool versus Norwich. The Premier League season is back tonight. Head over to the Redmen TV YouTube channel for the build-up show and for the starting 11 prediction as well. And if you want more content, get over to the redmentv.com. If you're watching this on the Redmen News YouTube channel, drop a subscribe to that and click that notification bell, and we'll see you on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.